Good morning. We're on Sadi Dalet Amud Beis in the Ein Yaakov Vor on page Kuf Lamed Hey. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Eser Masaot Nasa Oto Rasha Boto Yom. That Rasha, Sancheirev, on the day that he came to Yerushalayim, he traveled 10 journeys, that is, he traveled the distance that one would ordinarily travel in 10 days. Next week, we'll talk about why.
The whole army?
Sancheirev and his whole army. Shenemar, Ba al Ayat, he came to Ayat, Avar b'Migron, he passed Migron, l'michmash yafkid kelav, he put his belongings in michmash, these are names of places, Avru ma'abara, Geva malon lanu, they passed ma'abara, they spent the night in malon, Charda, Harama, Givacha Onasa, Harama trembled, Givacha fled, Salik Holech Bat Galim, raise your voice, the daughter of Galim, Hakshivi, Laisha, listen, Laisha, Aniya, Anatot, answer, Anatot, Nadada, Madmina, Madmina wandered, Yoshvei Hagivim Heizu, Od Hayom Benov Lamod, and still this day will stand in Noah, the Gomer. So Gemara says, Hani Tuva Havyan, that's more than 10. The Gemara said that Sancheirev traveled the distance of 10 days, and then listed more than 10 places that he passed. Mar answered, Sahali Kolech Bat Galim, Navihu de Kamarlu Knesset Yisrael. The words Sahali Kolech Bat Galim do not count among the 10 places that Sancheirev passed. That's the Navi saying to the Jewish people, Sahali Kolech Bat Galim, raise your voices, the daughter of waves. Bitosh Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shasu Mitzvot Lefanai Kigalei Hayam. The daughter of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who did mitzvos before me like the waves of the sea. The Gemara will continue discussing these places that Sancheirev passed and traveled through on his way to Yerushalayim. I want to stop and talk about that last line. The daughter of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who did mitzvos before me like the waves of the sea. Now, it doesn't say that they kept the whole Torah. But that's what I want to talk about. Did Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov keep the whole Torah? And what does it mean to say that the Avos kept the Torah before that it was given? The Mishnah in Kiddushin, the very end of Masechet Kiddushin, and also Gemara in Yoma, Daf Chav Chedem Bet, says, Matzinu shasa Avraham Avinu et kol ha-Torah kula ad shelo nitna. We find that Avram Avinu did the whole Torah before it was given. Sheneemar ekev asher shema Avraham v'koli. So Pasuk says in last week's Parsha, cause Avram listened to my voice, Vaishmor Mishmarti, Mitzvotai Chukotai V'Torotai. He guarded my guardings, my mitzvos, my chukos, and my toros. And Gemara says in Yoma that he kept even Eruv Tavshilin. And there's a lot of discussion about why Eruv Tavshilin. Vilna Gaon suggests that it's a printer's mistake and it should say Eruv Tehumin. That's discussion for another time, why that is singled out. But the Mishnah says that Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Chaf, says that it was specifically Avraham, as opposed to Yitzchak and Yaakov, who kept the whole Torah. And that there are different levels, not higher or lower, different missions, different ways they carried out their missions. Each of us was unique. Part of Avram's uniqueness was that he kept the entire Torah. Because the Maila, the special trait of Avraham, is to be connected to, the Maral says, the Chochmah HaElyonah, the upper wisdom. And therefore, he was specifically connected to the Torah. You find statements like Noach studied Torah. How did Noach know what animals were kosher and not kosher? It's possible that the others also knew the Torah, but the Torah is called the Chochmah Elyonah, the highest wisdom, and Avram had a special connection to it. Therefore, Avram is the one about whom Chazal say he kept the entire Torah. That's what Maral is saying. Now, we usually associate Avram with Chesed, the Midah of Chesed. How is that connected to Avram keeping the Torah? In the commentary, the Maral of Rabbi Yoshua Hartman, the editor of all of these volumes of the Maharal that have been coming out for the last several decades. So he says that the Gemara in Sukkah refers to the Pasuk, the Torah Chesed al Shona, the Torah of Chesed is on her lips. Gemara says, what is Torah of Chesed versus Torah that's not of Chesed? Torah Lishma is called Torah of Chesed. As well, learning Torah for the sake of teaching it is called Torah of Chesed. Versus if a person learns Torah only for himself, that's not called Torah of Chesed. Avram, in particular, is the one of the Avos who we find converting people. We don't, that the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, the people they converted, that Avram and Sarah converted in Haran. So that's the Torah of Chesed. You know, there are two explanations. Torah of Chesed is Torah Lishma, or Torah of Chesed is Torah to teach, but they're related because they're commenting on the same pasuk. So you see a special connection between Avraham and Torah of Chesed, whereas we don't find by Yitzhak and Yaakov that they were attracting other people to Torah. According to Maharal, it's specifically Avraham who kept the entire Torah, not the other Avos. However, we commonly find people saying the Avos kept the Torah. For example, just take one example. Chavetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, the introduction to Avas Chesed. V'nir Eli, l'fi mash yadua, sh'avot kimu kol ha'torah shebichtav v'shebal peh. As is known, the Avos kept the entire Torah, Torah shebichtav and Torah shebal peh. Then he cites the Gemara about Avram Avinu. Where does this come from? This idea that the Avos kept the Torah. There's no Gemara that says the Avos kept the Torah. In fact, in a footnote here, this is edition Avas Chesed, put out by somebody by name of Rav David Zicherman and Rav Binyamin Zeligman. So they say, in a footnote here, that they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, we don't have any chazal that says that the Avos kept the Torah. No Gemara, no Medrash, nothing. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is known to have entire Torah, including all kinds of obscure midrashim and sources, at his fingertips. And he says that there's no source. Surely he's aware of the Tana de Be'eliyahu, which is a medrash, which says in Perek Vav, Avraham kiyem kol ma shekatuv b'Torah. Avraham kept all that is written in the Torah. Yitzchak kiyem kol ma shekatuv b'Torah. Yitzchak kept all that is written in the Torah. Yaakov kiyem ma shekatuv b'Torah. And Yaakov kept, doesn't say kol, all, just says Yaakov kept what is written in the Torah. It seems to be saying Yitzchak kept all that is written in the Torah. However, there is an older version of the Talmud of Eliyahu, which in which it doesn't have the word kol for any of them, all of them. Okay. So when Rav Chaim Kanievsky says there's no source, he presumably is aware of different versions of these manuscripts and is telling us that he thinks the older version is a more accurate one. It doesn't say kol. It just says, Avram kiyem mashe ketuv b'Torah. Avram kept the Torah. Yitzchak kept the Torah. Yaakov kept the Torah. Doesn't mean kept everything that's in the Torah. In fact, we know in this week's parsha that Yaakov did not keep everything that's in the Torah because Yaakov married two sisters, mm-hmm. which is not allowed according to the Torah. Mm-hmm. It's Ramban, Parshas Toldos, Perek Chavav Pasuk Hei. It's the Rashi, which is based on the Gemara, that the Rashi on the Pasuk, which is based on the Gemara, that says that Avram kept the whole Torah. And he says, V'im Kain, if the interpretation of the Pasuk is as Rashi says, and at the end of this, the Ramban is going to say, but I think the Pasuk means. So everything he's saying now is, if we agree with Rashi's interpretation, which he can't reject totally because it's based on Gemara, Aldache Avraham Kaim Mushimer Torah Ashlonina. This would be according to the viewpoint that it's built on the viewpoint that Avram kept the Torah before it was, the whole Torah before it was given. And we find that when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, He gave them wagons, alluding to the fact that before he left Yaakov, he was learning Egla Arufa, which is more than just a play of words. Agala is a wagon, and Egla. Okay. There's more connection, but not for now. Okay. So you see that Yosef learned Torah with Yaakov. Vanachshavli Natra, the Torah hadn't been given yet. V'yeshli Shol could ask, Imkein Echekim Yaakov Matziva, how is it that Yaakov built a Matseva in the beginning of this week's Farsha, a monument, it's a type of Mizbeach, which the Torah prohibits. Menasash Te'echayot, and he married two sisters. Ukedat Rabbeinu, and according to Midrashim, he married four sisters. Bila and Zilpah were also daughters of Lavan. The Amram Nasadutato, and Amram, the father of Moshe, married his aunt. It's prohibited according to the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu Hakim Shtemisre Matseva. Moshe Rabbeinu built 12 Matsevot, which is prohibited by the Torah. How is it possible that they violated what Avram accepted on himself? And Hashem gave him reward for this. And specifically, the pasuk that teaches us that Avram kept the Torah is a pasuk that said that where Hashem is talking to Yitzchak. Hashem says to Yitzchak, because Avram kept my word and taught it to his children, I'm going to take care of you. If the whole focus is on Avram taught it to his children, how is it possible that his children already were not keeping the Torah? His grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. And by Yaakov, we find Drashos that he kept Shabbos and he established Chum Shabbos. He says, okay, maybe that's not a question because Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvos and it's testimony to Maaseh Breishis. But how did he marry two sisters? The Ramban says, Vanirai lai midat rabotenu. What appears to me is to be the opinion of our rabbis. Shalamad Avram Avinu atrakula b'ruach HaKodesh. Avram Avinu learned the entire Torah through Ruach HaKodesh. Va'asak ba, and he occupied himself with it. With the reasons for the mitzvos and their secrets. We'll see more about that in a second, that phrase. And he kept it as someone who's not commanded to. But it was only in Eretz Yisrael that they kept the Torah. And Yaakov married two sisters in Chutz La'aretz. V'chein Amram. And also Amram, he married his aunt in Chutz La'aretz. In fact, commentaries say that's why Rachel died as soon as they returned to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ha-mitzvot mishpat elokei ha'aretz heim, because the mitzvos are the laws of the God of the land, of the God of Eretz Yisrael. And the idea is, Ramban says elsewhere, that really the mitzvos were intended to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. Everywhere else where we have to keep them for practice, only for practice, so that when we merit to go back to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be in good shape and we'll keep the mitzvos. But the mitzvos really are for Eretz Yisrael. That's why you can't ask questions like Pesach is supposed to be Chag Ha'aviv, a holiday of the spring, and it snows on Pesach. And in Australia, Pesach is in the autumn. That's not relevant. The Torah is given for Eretz Yisrael. Ramban holds, and this is the earliest source other than the alternative version of Tanit Veliyahu, which seems to be not the original version, that says that all the Avos kept the Torah. Because Gemara only says that Avram did. The Ramban says they all did, but only in Eretz Yisrael. Nefesh HaChaim, or Chaim Volozhin, discusses this in two places, in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, Perkaf Aleph, and in a section known as the Prakim, the chapters, Chapter 8, Nefesh HaChaim has part 1, part 2, part 3, then the chapters, and then part 4. Why it's arranged that way, I don't know, but that's how it's arranged. And he talks about this in two places. The context in which the Nefesh HaChaim was written was response to the early Hasidic movement. And as you're probably aware, there were and still are some Hasidim. It's not to the same extent that it might have been at one time, we know the Sunday call is Zman Kriyat Shema. We announce, say Kriyat Shema by a certain time. If you're going to oversleep and be late for shul, then say Kriyat Shema, you know, before this time, before you come to shul. Among certain Hasidim, and this is not all, but among certain Hasidim, they have this idea that performing the mitzvos with proper feeling and proper preparation is more important than what the Shulchan Aruch says. So Shulchan Aruch says daven by the fourth hour of the day. It takes me 5 hours to get in the mood, so I'm going to daven shacharis at 1 p.m. I'm going to daven mincha at 9 p.m. And there are certain chassidim that have that outlook. It's in that context that Reb Chaim Volozhin is writing as a response to that. Reb Chaim Volozhin says that the avos, that's what the avos did. Because the avos were before the Torah was given. So the avos kept the whole Torah. Except, in certain circumstances, the avos perceived through their Ruach HaKodesh, through their knowledge of what was going on upstairs, that their mission required them to not keep the Torah in some circumstances, like to marry, for Yaakov to marry two sisters. Yaakov understood, these are the mothers of the Jewish people. I have to marry them, even though it's prohibited according to the Torah. The Torah's not given yet. So they, when we say that they kept the whole Torah, it means they kept all the mitzvos to the extent that doing so was consistent with what they understood prophetically was their mission. And even then, they kept the intent of the Torah through their, as the Ramban says, that phrase that I read, I said that we would come back to, Ramban says, they busied themselves with the Torah and the reasons for its mitzvos and its secrets. Before the Torah was given, if you understood the reason for a mitzvah, then you could accomplish that reason without necessarily doing the mitzvah the way we do. Today you can't do that. Today you have to follow the Shulchan Aruch. Today you can't say, well, I understand that the intention of shaking a lulav is X, so I'm going to do X even though it's contrary to the Torah. But they had the right to do that because the Torah had not been given yet and they were prophets and they understood what God wanted. That's how Nefesh HaChaim explains, and he's addressing this to the people who think, well, I can daven shacharis at 1 p.m. because I understand what God wants, and God wants me to daven with kavana. No, God wants you to follow the Shulchan Aruch. That's the point that he's making, but he's explaining why the avos did not have to follow that same principle. Shar Aleph Perek Chaf Aleph says, V'adam hayashar ha'oved ha'miti, a straight person, a true servant of God, lo yifne da'ato machshavato b'eit avodato lo yitbarach shmo, he will not turn away his thoughts, afilu kedei la'alot l'tzer gufo v'nasho, even to purify himself. There are also people nowadays who consider themselves Torah observant. They say, this makes me feel spiritual. It's very nice that makes you feel spiritual, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says to do.
Or God will understand.
Right, or God will understand. I've heard that expression too. That's very nice, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. A very simple example, but I keep coming back to it because it's my personal nisayon. Learning during Chazar Sashatz. And yes, there are opinions that you can learn Torah during Chazar Sashatz. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins not to learn Torah during Chazar Sashatz. And if we're going to accept the Mishnah Berurah as our posek, then it might be your will to learn Torah during Chazar Sashatz. It's not God's will. Hayes Yitzchak lived in the generation of the expulsion of the Jews from Spain. He was part of that generation, Jews expelled from Spain. He says that he doesn't directly address the Gemara that Avram kept the whole Torah. He doesn't specifically cite it. But he appears to be understanding that the Gemara doesn't mean at all that Avram kept the entire Torah. Rather, Avram kept what he kept with such perfection and devotion that it accomplished the same thing as keeping the whole Torah. He says that what it means to keep a mitzvah perfectly is that a person performs the mitzvah with a feeling of accepting all the mitzvahs. He doesn't address this either. I don't know if he even had this tefillah. But if you look in the Siddur, before putting on tefillin, we say, that the mitzvah of putting on tefillin should be considered before Hashem, as if I observed it with all of its details and all of its intentions, with tayag mitzvot tefillot ba, and the 613 mitzvot that are dependent on it.
I thought that was
of
Hasidic origin.
That is not of Hasidic origin. Rabbi Lubyansky, in his sources for the Siddur, says here, the author is unknown, but it's based on much earlier sources. We find similarly, before putting on talis, say, v'tehei chashuvah mitzvah tzitzit lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilo kiyamtia, v'chol pratea v'dikdukea, v'chavanotea, v'taryag mitzvah tzitzit ba, the 613 mitzvot that are dependent on it. I believe sort of Gedalia Shore, who was Rosh Yeshiva Torah Vadas, who says this, but I could not find it again when I looked. But I believe it's in the Or Gedaliahu. We find in Parshas Bo, Pasuk says, "Ushmartem et hamatzot." You should guard the matzos. And Chazal Darshan, you should guard the mitzvos. Matzos and mitzvos are spelled the same. So you should guard the mitzvos. And we learn from there that when you have a chance to do a mitzvah, you should do it promptly. You should guard the mitzvahs. What are we doing there? It's not just a cute play on words, matzos and mitzvahs. Chazal are saying, just like if you don't make the matzah promptly, it will become chametz. If you don't do the mitzvah, any mitzvah, promptly, it will become chametz. So you see how every mitzvah, Rav Gedalia Shor says, I think it's Rav Gedalia Shor, has within it some aspect of the mitzvah of matzah. Just like matzah has to be made promptly, and if you wait, it becomes chametz, so to your mitzvah, mitzvah bal yadcha, al tach mitzena, a mitzvah that comes to you, don't let it become chametz. Similarly, every mitzvah has some aspect of tefillin, every mitzvah has some aspect of tzitzis, I can't tell you what they are. Maybe it's as simple as through every mitzvah, just like tefillin, we bind our soul, our brain, and our arms to Hashem. So to every mitzvah, I don't know, that's a drush already. That's drush. Consult your local Orthodox Mekubal as to what that connection is. But anyway, we see that every mitzvah has within it every other mitzvah. Zakeis Yitzchak doesn't say any of that directly. That's my expanding on what he says. He says simply that doing a mitzvah properly means that when you do mitzvah X, you accept the other 612 mitzvos and are prepared to do them, willing to do them. If you do one of them, then you've not only, if you've done one of them properly, completely properly and perfectly, it's as if you kept the entire Torah. And this is the meaning of the pasuk, Ekev asher shema Avraham b'koli, the pasuk that the Gemara brings to say that Avraham kept all the mitzvos. Okay, he's just saying that's the meaning of the pasuk. So he doesn't directly refer to that Gemara, but it seems like that's his interpretation of what it means that Avraham kept all the mitzvos. Not that Avraham kept 613 mitzvos necessarily. It means he kept whatever mitzvos he kept as if he kept all the mitzvos. Okay, he also does not mention this Rambam. There's a famous Rambam in his commentary to Mishnah at the end of Masechet Makos, very famous Mishnah that we hear almost every day after Rabbi learns halacha between Mincha and Mariv. He says, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring merit to the Jewish people, lefichach yirbah lem Torah mitzvot. Therefore, he gave them Torah and mitzvot. Shinemar, Hashem chavetz ma'atziko, yegdil t'rabi adir. Hashem wants, because of his righteousness or his charity, therefore he made the Torah great. The reason that's said after learning a halacha is that Kaddish Rabbanan can only be said on a gadata, not on halacha. And so in order to allow people to say Kaddish, the rabbi learns a little Agadah after every time of learning halacha. What does that mean? So some understand Hashem wanted to bring merit to the Jewish people, therefore he gave us 613 mitzvahs. That's a lot of merit. It's not how the Rambam learns. The Rambam interprets this Mishnah as if a person would do even one mitzvah correctly and perfectly, he would have a ticket to Olam Haba. Just takes one mitzvah done properly to get into Olam Haba. And the proof is, Gemara says that Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion was one of the Tanaim. And ultimately, he died al Kiddush Hashem. He was burnt at the stake for studying Torah. He asked, am I going to Olam Haba? And the answer was, I don't know, have you ever done a good deed? Atana, in the Mishnah, he's the father-in-law of Rabbi Meir, father of Bruria, the wise woman. He died al Kiddush Hashem. Have you ever done one good deed? And he answered, with a good deed that he did. Right, one time he gave tzedakah in an exemplary way. So the Rambam says, you see from that that it actually takes only one good deed done perfectly to be guaranteed Olam Haba. Hashem gave us 613 mitzvot with all their complexities to increase the probability that we'll do one of them properly. If you try enough times, you'll get it right once. That's what it means. Hashem wants to bring us merit according to the Rambam. It seems like that's the idea that the Akedas Yitzchak is saying, that one mitzvah done properly is the equivalent of keeping the whole Torah. Now, you can't just say, okay, I'll do one mitzvah properly and then take it easy for the rest of my life, because the Akedas Yitzchak defines doing a mitzvah properly as doing it with the willingness to do all the mitzvahs. And also, the Rambam's point is that you never know when you'll get one right. So keep trying. Mm-hmm. So if a person thinks, oh, I did that mitzvah really well, can sit and relax for the rest of my life, then chances are he didn't do it really well and he's not on the right track. That is one possible explanation for what it means that Avram or the Avos kept the Torah. Again, the Ramban's explanation is that they all kept the Torah, but only in Eretz Yisrael. The Nefesh HaChaim, which could be consistent with that, is they kept the Torah except when they understood through prophetically that they shouldn't keep the Torah. They should even do something that's today prohibited by Torah, but it was before the Torah was given. So they didn't have to follow the letter of the Torah. According to Maral, it was actually only Avraham, not the other Avos, who kept the whole Torah. So there isn't even a question. How could Yaakov marry two sisters? Yaakov simply didn't keep the Torah. That wasn't his mission at all, to keep the Torah. Question is asked, why didn't Avram, if Avram kept the whole Torah, how come he didn't have a bris until Hashem told him to? And one answer that's given is he only kept the whole Torah after he had a bris. Another answer that's given is because that's a mitzvah you can only do once. And since it can only be done once, and gadol ha-mitzuveh ve'oseh, one who's commanded is greater than one who's not commanded, because a person who's commanded has the Yetzirah and he overcomes his Yetzirah, so it's better than doing it voluntarily. So he waited. That's one answer that's given, because that's a mitzvah you can only do one time. Have a good Shabbos.